Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk. Welcome back. Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans podcast, at NOLA Jake, joining us now. And Jake, talking NBA Summer League and also our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, what are your expectations for the Pelicans this season? Is it playoffs? Is it right around 40 wins? And I know there's some cases in the NBA where teams have gotten into the playoffs with 40, 39, 40, 41 wins or under 40 wins are your choices in our Blue Runner opinion poll. Jake, what are your expectations? You think they're a playoff team?
So I think they have potential to be a playoff team. The issue is all the other teams in the Western Conference, save for maybe two, have really gotten better. It took 48 wins to get into the Western Conference playoffs last season. It's probably going to take 50 at a minimum this year. I don't know if this Pelicans team with a lot of youth on it, a lot of rookies, is capable of getting there just yet, but I expect them to be competitive. I expect them to be over 41 wins, so a 500 or better team. I wouldn't rule out something between 44 to 46 wins, depending on how quickly they gel together. So I have high expectations. I want to go out. I want to see a team that's young, that's competing on a night-in, night-out basis, and just improving as the season goes along. And I think if they do that, they'll have a lot of success, and they'll at least be knocking on that playoff door.
How impressed are you by Jackson Hayes and what he's done in the summer league?
You know, I've been impressed with all of the rookies on the team. I don't even think Jackson Hayes has been the most impressive guy there. I think it's been Nikhil Alexander-Walker. But Jackson Hayes, who was drafted at 8, and when you and I were there at the Pelicans Draft Fest talking about this pick when I was on the radio with you, I loved it. This is a guy that I think fits really well next to Zion Williamson. He has a lot of hustle. He has great just dunk ability, leap ability, and the ability to finish around the rim. And you've seen the highlight reel dunks. And while those are impressive, it's the off-ball movement that springs him open to get the ball to make those dunks that I think is most important. On that one where he basically killed the guy on the Chicago Bulls, it was because he cut in from the three-point line, managed to get the ball and score that way. For a big man, he's got incredibly soft hands. Remember Omer Asik on this team? Whenever they threw him the ball, it would just hit his hands and kind of bounce away and become a turnover. Because Jackson Hayes is a former wide receiver, you can see him corral these balls, and he's able to get into position and score that way. So he has looked good. He's looked very good defensively, too, flying around. He had a block shot the other night with his elbow. He had a chase down block in transition against the Cleveland Cavaliers the other night. He has looked really good, and you can see why the Pelicans drafted him 8th overall. And then to make it even just a little bit better, he had a three-pointer the other night. He hit a jumper as well. He made 3 jumpers in his lone season at Texas. He's already made 2 in summer league. So he's well on his way to proving that, hey, he at least has this in his repertoire, which is only going to help him in his NBA career.
Jake Madison, at NOLA Jake on Twitter, host of Locked On Pelicans podcast. Jake, how much should we put into the summer league success? I mean, how much can we read into that? How much will that translate, you think, in a regular season in terms of what we're seeing these guys and their ability to do?
So that's a really good question. I'm a big believer in don't put too much stock into summer league performances. Just because someone goes out and dominates doesn't mean that they're going to be an all-star in the NBA. They're largely going up against guys who aren't going to be in the NBA next season. So you need to kind of keep in mind the level of competition that they're playing. But for all of the young guys, whether it's Jackson Hayes, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, or Didi Silva, who's going to be playing overseas in Australia next year, all of these guys are playing extremely well. But more importantly than that, when you scouted them going into this summer league season and into the NBA, they're playing better in the areas that we thought were going to be weaknesses for them. A guy like Nikhil Alexander-Walker, we were concerned about his athleticism, but when you watch him out there, finishing with both his left and right hand at the rim, kind of reaching around and dancing around guys on his way to the basket, it doesn't seem to really be a concern. Same thing for Jackson Hayes in the shooting. Same thing for Didi Silva and the confidence he has to take those three-point shots when he's open and filling gaps offensively and defensively. So because of that, I'm a little bit more encouraged than I would be otherwise. You can look at Frank Jackson in the first game in Summer League. He put up 30 points. He was absolutely phenomenal in that. But that's what he should be doing. He didn't really show us anything new to his game in that performance. These younger guys are doing that every time you watch them, and that, to me, I think is going to be the biggest indicator of their success. That said, when you throw them against better competition, those passing lanes for Nickeil Alexander-Walker are not going to be there. You're not going to be able to see Jackson Hayes make these chase down blocks because guys feel that pressure from behind and are able to kind of finish with a different hand. So I think we should get excited, but keep in mind they're rookies. They're going to struggle, but I've come away from this unbelievably impressed by them all.
Do you expect any players from the Pelicans summer league team to end up in the G League, considering the depth of the Pelicans regular season roster?
Yeah, so you're going to see actually a few of them. There's something called an Exhibit 10 contract, which means you play on the summer league team, you come to training camp, and then if you don't make the opening day roster for the Pelicans, and their roster is basically set already, it means you go play in the G League, and when you play with the G League team for something like 6 months, you get a big bonus, $50,000 or so. So it incentivizes those players to stick with that G League team. And now that the Pelicans have their own G League team in the Erie BayHawks, they just hired a head coach. They're going to be sending some other coaches there that are still associated with the actual Pelicans franchise. These guys will stay in the Pelican system, and it gives New Orleans a little bit of a heads up on scouting these guys, developing them if they do eventually kind of make the jump to playing in the NBA. So I would not be shocked if a guy like Cavell Bigby-Williams, who's looked very good in summer league, but just doesn't really have a place on the opening day roster for the Pelicans, gets sent down there. Aubrey Dawkins signed one of those contracts. He's a guard on this Pelicans roster as well. And they signed Zylan Chatham to a two-way deal, meaning he does get some NBA time next year if the team feels it's appropriate, but you'll see him also in the G League. So a number of these names are going to be sticking around with the team next year.
Jake Madison, at NOLA, Jake, friend of the program, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast. What's going to be up? What are y'all doing on the podcast tomorrow or today? What can they find?
So on today, we're just breaking down the summer league game from the other day, talking more about Jackson Hayes, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, how they have impressed, where they can improve, and what to expect from them next season. Tomorrow, it's kind of a bigger general summer league recap. I've got Jim Eichenhofer of the Pelicans coming on with me. We're going to be chatting about that as well. So just deep dive. You know, normally we're not this excited about summer league here in New Orleans, but with the way this team has been going 3-1, making the summer league playoffs most likely, it's been a lot of fun. And these are the guys who are the future of the Pelicans team. So you definitely want to know more about them.
Jake, good stuff, man, as always. Thanks.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, Christian.
Absolutely. Jake Madison, at NOLA Jake on Twitter. He's the host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.